I'm in your phone, it's where I belong. I am the ghost in the wires. Brad Carter Roy, your phone is my toy, your anger my desires. Factus, this cactus is your doom. Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room.
Are you losing your mind?
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Get it out of there! Get it out of there!
Do you want to go on phonelosers.org?
Look, you jagoff, get off the phone!
They think I'm unhinged or out for revenge. They just do not know. A stupid bitch feed or just a carding on the snowplow show. Cactus, this cactus is your dude broadcasting. From the PLA Situation Room. Factus, this cactus is your dude broadcasting. From the PLA Situation Room.
Hey everyone, this is Roy and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. And today is day one of Ding Timber. I mean, I guess it's technically day two of Ding Timber because it's September 2nd, 2015, but I didn't do a show yesterday, so today is day one of Ding Timber. And there are some voicemails on my Carding voicemail box, so hopefully some good stuff will come out of that. That intro you just heard is by a guy who calls himself Kevin Reby CP. And he emailed me. You might remember that song from a voicemail that I played yesterday on the really long voicemail show. And I said that he should email me the MP3 of it. And he did. And it's much longer. And you just heard the entire thing. And I don't think he meant it as an introduction song. But I don't care. I thought it sounded good as an introduction song. So I dropped those clips into it. He didn't do that part. And he says in this email that I can only play it if I respond to the email that he sent me. And I haven't done that yet, so I just want you to know, ReBCP, that I will be writing you back, I promise, very soon. I just have to catch up on my emails. Thank you for that amazing song, though. I will probably be using it occasionally as an intro or just playing it randomly on the show. Today's show is sponsored by Chris and Sarah. They are a dual sponsoring couple, I assume, because their PayPal account reads Chris and Sarah, with a last name that I'm not going to read unless they give me permission. But they're supporters of the show on phonelosers.com/cactus. So thank you very much, Chris and Sarah, for being supporters of the Snowplow Show and the Phone Losers of America. I don't really have any announcements of any kind for today's show, so I guess we're just going to kind of get right into it. You guys have been going nuts with the carding notes on people's cars so far. Just while I've set up this recording stuff to start doing the show today, I've received two brand new calls, one 3 minutes ago and one 93 seconds ago. Here's the one from 93 seconds ago.
Hey, Roy. You left a note on my windshield today at work saying that you dented my car.
I said I dinged it.
I just wanted to call you and just, you know, exchange insurance information. Just give me a call back. I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
That's a guy in Texas. So that may be one that Lauren is responsible for. She posted a note on the Phone Losers Facebook group where she had a giant pile of notes that I guess she plans on putting out there with very girly handwriting, by the way. So on these notes, Roy is going to have very girly handwriting. So if that was you, Lauren, thanks. I'm going to call that person back right now. Hopefully they pick up. That guy didn't give me his name, so I don't know what to call him. Damn it. Also, I don't know what to say. I should be doing these live so I can steal your ideas.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, hey, Roy.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
I was just calling to see. I'm actually on my way back to work right now. Just seeing if... Do you work there?
No, I was just in the area. I thought your car was one of those smart car things, you know, that you can just kind of pick up and rent. Because the app on my phone, it directed me to your car and it unlocked it, and it let me in the car, and then it wouldn't go because I guess it's not hooked up to the system.
Well,
So I started kicking. Yeah. I started kicking the dashboard because I was angry because I really needed to get out of there.
You were in my car?
Yeah, the app let me in. It's like an Uber, but it's for, you know, it's like those cars that you see. Usually they have writing on the side of them, and you can just kind of borrow them and drive them around and then leave them somewhere.
I don't know. I've never heard that, but...
Yeah, and then it let me in your car, and I was trying to start it with the app, and it just kept saying, can't start car, can't start car.
I have a key. I have a key in the car. I can't.
Oh, well, I mean, the app unlocked your doors and let me in the car, and it started up the radio.
That's weird.
Yeah, it started up your radio and everything, but then it wouldn't start the car. I guess you need the key to actually start the car.
Okay.
So I got angry, and I started kicking the console. I started kicking it with my foot, so I think I scuffed it up. But then I realized after I got out of your car that you're not even one... Are you one of those rental car things?
No, the Uber? No.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's Uber. It's like one of those other things that you see around the city.
Oh. No. That's not my car.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, sorry about that. I had no idea. I thought you were with the company.
No.
I was just...
That's a work parking lot.
Yeah. Well, I was just angry that your car wouldn't go. Because I walked all that way into the work parking lot, and you know, it took me to your car. It unlocked your car when I pushed the button, so I got in.
I'll have to contact Volkswagen or something and see about that. That's very weird. I don't think that's supposed to happen from an app.
No, that's how the app works. I push the button and it unlocks your car, and then I push the other button and it starts your car. But and it's supposed to be self-driving.
Self-driving?
Yeah.
No, my car's not that smart.
What?
My car's not that smart.
Oh,
it
I don't know.
Drive it.
Well, the app unlocked it, you know.
That's weird.
Maybe you don't have the self-driving option.
Yeah, no, I don't. Mine's just normal. I don't have any, extra things
okay.
on my car.
Because I was sitting in the back seat. Maybe I should just get in the front seat and just drive it myself.
No.
Because the car started. It started up your car and everything. It just wouldn't go. And I'm not allowed to drive because I have a suspended license because of a DUI. Three DUIs. Three strikes. Oh. I should have just got up and driven it.
Probably shouldn't be driving out of people's cars then without a license.
Well, yeah, that's why I was trying to use the self-driving car rental service thing.
Yeah. Well, I looked. I don't... Where's the dent at? I didn't see...
Well, it's not a dent so much. It's more just like scuff marks from my tennis shoes because I was angry and I started kicking the back seat. Or kicking the front seat from the back seat.
Oh, I'll have to look. I'm driving right now.
Yeah, it's just scuff marks. I just felt bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I appreciate the, you know, leaving a note and everything.
Oh, sure. I also farted in your car, but that's probably gone. But...
I don't smell anything. So.
Oh, thank God.
Good sign.
I was trying to roll down the windows with the app, and it wouldn't let me roll down the windows.
Oh, what app is it that does all that?
I don't. It's got weird like Hindu language or Egyptian hieroglyphics. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I think it's an Indian app. It might be a scam of some sort. I've used it a few times, and it got me in the car and. So far, I haven't been charged. What?
You can drive other cars with it? Like, it lets you drive their car?
Yeah, well, no, it drives for me. They're self-driving cars.
Oh. Yeah, no, my car doesn't drive itself at all.
Okay. Well, it started it up.
So.
The app started your car.
That's weird.
I was trying to put it in gear, and it was like turning on the windshield wipers, washers, and stuff like that.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to contact Volkswagen and see. I mean, I don't think that any app should let some random person into any car.
Well, I'm not a random person. I'm an app user. What the hell was that?
Oh, that's some crazy person driving behind me. Almost rear-ended me.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. You know, to hear on the phone.
Oh, they're going to cut this person off.
You flip him off and wow. Cut in front of him.
I just went through the light. They stopped.
Oh, okay.
Probably best. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm about to be back at work. Can I call you when I get off and like, you know, exchange information and stuff?
Okay, sure. That sounds great.
Okay. All right, well, I'll be off about 6:45 tonight, so.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Roy.
Bye, honey baby.
What?
I said bye. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Alright, he didn't get upset about me getting into his car. I should tell the next person that the app actually drove their car around for a little bit before realizing it was an unauthorized car. Yeah, that's what I'll do. This next, I think it's a lady. She left me two messages. She left one 14 minutes ago and somewhere down here on the list. Oh yeah, she left one 18 hours ago. Let's listen to the 18 hours ago one first.
Hi, Roy. My name is Lisa Starr, and you left me a message on my car that you dinged my car. Can you give me a call?
That's the first one, and here's the second one.
Hi, Roy. My name is Lisa Stern. You left a note on my car. If you could give me a call back when you have a moment. Great. Thanks.
And that's the second one. Left 15 minutes ago now. So here it goes. I'm going to call up Lisa. I wish I knew the names of those car renting places, services, where you can just jump into a car on the street and drive it around.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9.
Lisa is not answering. I've called her 4 or 5 times now. No answer. So I will save her until later. I should have left her a message to pick up. The next one is a text message. He left 2 text messages, one at 6 in the morning and one at 9 in the morning today. I usually don't respond to text messages, but why not? I'll do it just this once. Because I can't hear if it's bullshit in the text messages. Hear if it's one of you guys just trying to trick me.
Hello?
Hello, Dan?
Yeah, hi, Ray?
Yeah, well, it's Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
So you left a note. There was a note on the ground that you had hit a car, but which car did you hit on your skateboard?
It was yours. Did the note fell off?
I don't know. It was in the street.
Yeah. Well, it was probably...
What car was it?
I don't know. I was really high.
At least you're honest.
Well, you know, it was probably yours, though, if it was right by your car.
But when was it?
I don't know, earlier, very, very early, late last night, in the middle of the night, actually. That's why I don't know the color.
Was it a pickup truck?
That sounds right, because I was grinding off of the edge of it on my skateboard.
Okay.
I did a grind.
And where did you hit the truck?
Well, I didn't hit it exactly. I did a grind all along the side of it. You know, I jumped up in the air on my skateboard, and I landed on the top of the truck and just kind of grinded down the windshield part.
Ground down the windshield on the truck?
Yeah, grinded. I did a grind.
Grinded?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look at it. I appreciate your honesty. It's a brand new truck if it's my truck, but where did you put the note? The note was... right in front by my floorboard of my running board of the truck.
I stuck it on the tire with a thumbtack. Maybe the thumbtack fell out.
Okay. I'll have to look at it. I was looking for body damage. I didn't look on the windshield or the hood. That's the last place I thought to look.
Yeah, more like the edge of the windshield on the driver's side, because I grinded from the top all the way down the edge down to the headlight, and then I fell off and skinned my knee.
Okay. I'll look at it when I get back. I didn't notice, but I appreciate the honesty. Where do you live? This is like a out-of-state number. Are you in Michigan?
Yeah, I used to live in Washington, and I kept my number.
Okay. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I just skinned my knee. It happens all the time.
Okay.
But I don't wear knee pads I'm a rebel skateboarder.
I can see that. All right, I will look at it, and I'll call you back, but I appreciate the call.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, okay, I was going to do the self-driving car thing again, but apparently whoever is in the Detroit area is telling him I was on my skateboard. If you're a new listener, you probably have no idea what the hell is going on here, but what happens is the listeners leave notes on cars all over the country that say, and they leave them on people's windshields. The notes will say, "Sorry I dinged your car, please get in touch with me about the damage," and they leave my phone number, 425-243-7565, also known as 7LOL, and they sign the note Roy, and I get to deal with the angry people whose cars that I didn't actually hit, but who they all seem to find some sort of damage on their car, either imaginary damage or they're just trying to get insurance money. Here's one from an unknown number, which is suspicious to me.
Yeah, Roy, this is Dale. I got a note on my car at Grafton Park Sunday. It said, "Sorry I dinged your car. I've gone around this car. I don't see any damage," is a long story short. And I just decided, the hell, I'm going to call you anyway. At 12 o'clock midnight? Fuck you!
All right, that was pretty amazing. Thanks, whoever left that one without a phone number. Here's one from Kentucky.
Roy.
Oh, great.
My name is Garrison. Why must you leave a note claiming to have dinged my car? You must call me back this instant before I do drastic measures. My phone number is 314-589-2500. Yeah. Again, my name is, Gary. Yes, Gary Garrison. Call me back.
All right, another attempt by Incognito to derail my show. Fuck shit up around here. Thanks, Incognito. I mean, Gary. Are the rest of these going to be joke calls? I don't have time for jokes on this show.
Hey, Brad. Oh, shit, I fucked up. Fuck.
Ugh, it's all right. Don't worry about it. You can try again tomorrow. Oh, look at this. Lisa, she called me back.
Hey, Roy, it's Lisa Stern. I was actually tied up in a meeting. Give me a call back whenever you get a moment. 48. Thanks.
Okay, Lisa. Let's call Lisa. Maybe we'll get one more call out of today's cardings.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa. It's Roy.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
Okay. I'm a little confused because I looked at my car. Were you parked behind the well or something? I mean, you must have been.
Well, no, I didn't hit it with a car. I was using one of those apps, and it directed me to your car. It said you were one of those rental cars that I could get in and drive around.
This is a joke, right?
What do you mean a joke?
What do you mean a rental car?
Well, you know those services. I use an app on my cell phone, and it directed me to your car. And it let me in your car, and it started to drive around, but then I guess it...
Oh, right. Who is this?
What are you talking about? Why are you acting like that?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm just in town visiting from Washington. I don't... That's just what the app told me.
And you're telling me you got in my car?
Yeah, well, I pushed the button on the app, and it unlocked your car for me. That's how the app works. I don't know what it's called. You've seen those cars around, right? That has the writing on the side, and you can just get into them and drive around.
Right. The problem is that when. All right. This is ridiculous.
What do you mean it's ridiculous?
Who is this?
I've already told you my name's Roy.
Right, but you could not have taken my car out because there are several rules. What is going on? Because, and where is the... All right, so where is the ding?
It's in the dashboard. I got mad and I started kicking the dashboard. I don't see why you're laughing. I was just trying to do the right thing. Because I don't even think your car is a part of the program. But it
no, it's not.
It drove me
I'm not quite sure where the ding is.
It drove me like 2 blocks away, and then it started saying, you know, error, incorrect car, or something like that, and then it drove me back. It drove me back to the... It's like returning to original destination, and then it drove me back to...
Okay.
And parked in the same spot.
So where is the ding in the dashboard?
It's... I don't know, maybe on the underside, because I got really angry and I kicked it. But I'm just wearing tennis shoes, so it wasn't really severe, but I might have left some scuff marks.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen it, so I guess if I find it, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, all right. I don't have insurance or anything. I can just, I don't know, we'll work something out. Maybe, you know, sex in exchange for my damage?
Sure. Blowjobs?
Yeah, please.
Things like that?
Yes, yes. Great. That'd be great.
Oh. All right.
Okay, thanks, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye. All right, I guess I completely screwed that one up. Sorry, whoever left the note in New York. I completely ruined your efforts by doing something that she didn't believe. Nobody's gotten angry at me today. What a horrible first day for cardings. Here's another one that's just a text message. It's from the Houston area, though, so I'm going to go ahead and believe that this one is legit, since Lauren put all those notes around. And Olga said she was going to also, so she's in the same area. Maybe it was one of them.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Hello.
Is this Roy?
Yeah, this is Roy.
Hey, how's it going, Roy? Hey, I got some note on my truck yesterday.
Yeah, I left that note.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I was listening. It just giving you a call because it said that you had dinged my door.
Yeah, yeah, I took a key and I keyed your car because it was parked a little bit. It was parked too close to the line, so I was angry and I keyed your car.
Yeah, because I've never seen that.
You notice where I keyed it?
Yeah, and I was kind of wondering, like, you know, what was going on with that.
Yeah, I was just so angry because you parked stupidly.
Okay, I mean, so what do we do now? I mean,
well, I just wanted to talk to you and tell you you parked stupidly. So thank you for returning the call. You stupid Parker.
Okay, so you purposely fucked up my truck, and then leave a note on my truck. You're trying to call you just so you could just insult me?
Yeah, because I don't know. I waited around. I was hoping you'd come out so I could yell at you or something, but you didn't. So I just left the note, and it worked. You called me, and now I get to call you a stupid Parker. You stupid Parker.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I'll make sure to. Get your license plate from BJ. So, thank you.
Oh, good luck with that.
I will. I mean,
it was a stolen. You know. I was in a stolen car, so you're not going to get anything.
Okay, well, we'll see about that.
Oh yeah, we will, won't we? Maybe next. he hung up. Let me call him right back one more time. Let's see if I can convince him that it's not real. Nobody keyed his truck. Hey, so are you going to park better next time?
I have nothing to say to you. I mean, because my wife was driving, so...
Oh, yeah. Of course it was a woman driver. God, she's stupid.
Okay.
So you're gonna blame it all on your wife? You can't just take responsibility for your own stupid parking actions?
That's not even the thing. You should be an adult about it and not fuck up somebody else's truck.
Oh, well, you should be an adult parker and park your car correctly. Not be so close to the line.
Well, I'll make sure whenever I get your place that to resolve that with you.
You should give your wife driving lessons. I couldn't even understand what he said. Maybe he'll go out there and key his own car so that he can prove that some guy did it or something. I don't know. Oh, look, a brand new one just came in. But I think this one might be fake. This one's from Canada. I'm just judging from the text translation thing.
Roy, this is Alex. I just got this note on my car saying
fake.
You dinged my car. I'm looking at the back of my car. Oh, fuck, we need to have words, buddy. Give me a call. You have my number on the call display.
Come on, you guys. Cut it out. I really shouldn't play these because it's just going to encourage more people to do that. In fact, that's it. I'm not playing any more of the hilarious messages. I'm just going to play the real ones from now on.
Yeah, you fucking hit my car, you bitch.
Apparently a 4-year-old driver. Okay, starting now. Starting now, I'm not going to play any of the fake messages anymore. That was the very last one. I spent over 2 hours on all of these this morning, and I just edited it all down, and we're down to 23 minutes right now for this segment, because there were a lot of them that didn't answer. So I guess I'm going to try those later in the evening, and maybe I'll have more luck with them. But let's take a quick voicemail break, and then after that I'll figure out how to proceed with the show, or maybe I'll just end the show, I don't know. Let's start with one of Corbin Guy's 3 voicemails that he left yesterday. I'll pick the shortest one, and I will throw the remaining 2 in the trash, and they will never be heard by anyone. What a waste of your time, Corbin.
Dear Brad, Corbin Guy, okay. Please answer me this in the next show you post
okay.
For the card games. I'm curious. Do I have permission from you to take window markers on my next trip? And instead of, sorry, I dinged your car, I'll just write for sale and the car ding telephone number.
Why not? Do it.
Back windshields of random parked cars. That should be okay, right?
Maybe, like, I don't know.
Pick something that kind of looks like it needs to be for sale and just write for sale and your phone number and just leave it at that. That should be fine, right?
I don't see why not.
Please let me know. Yes or no. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Honestly, I really don't know if that's a good idea or not. For one thing, it seems like you could get caught a lot easier doing something like that by the car owner or by somebody nearby just watching you. And I don't know if that would be considered vandalism or not. I mean, I know it's just window markers, but they have to spend the time and possibly money to wash that shit off. It seems kind of like a bad idea. I'm not going to say no, but I'm not going to say yes either, because I don't want you to blame me when you get in trouble for this stuff. Seems like a horrible idea. You should just stick to notes, but whatever. I would still take the call. But really, it seems hilarious. I can just imagine the calls that would come in from someone doing that.
Brad, this is PLA Field Agent number 1337, checking in at 5:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I have some important information for you. I discovered that Olga is actually a Russian sleeper agent. She was sent here to the United States by the Soviet government back in 1987.
Oh, shit.
Right before its collapse with the failed coup d'etat.
I knew it.
She's here to spy on our telephone systems here in the United States. And
it cuts off, but there's another message.
This is PLA Field Agent number 1337 checking in again. Unfortunately, our previous message has been cut off, possibly by Olga herself. She is a Russian sleeper agent. She is here to spy on our telephone equipment and our telephone systems within the United States, not excluding the military telephone system. She is here to discover the secrets and to infiltrate and destroy the systems and create chaos across the country. Unfortunately, this is all the time I'm under run right now.
You're under run right now? Okay, thanks, Field Agent Steve. I think that's what you said. Good to know. Everyone keep your eye on Olga. We need to watch for her to slip up.
Hey, Brad. It's September 1st, so I'm just going to assume that you're going to check this voicemail within this month.
More like a day later. Look at that. I'm all caught up on voicemails. This is amazing.
Wait, I've got a pretty good tip that I think and that has actually helped me. With leaving car ding notes on people's cars. So for everyone out there who's actually doing this, if you get caught, just tell them that you thought it was one of their friend's cars and just say, hey, oh, I thought it was one of my buddy's cars. We were just going to mess with him and, you know, play it off as a joke as if you had been good, you know, moral intentions or whatever. And, just chalk it up as a buddy prank, wrong car, and move on. And it's as simple as that. So, yeah, good luck and have fun.
That's a good idea, I think. I think everyone, if you're going to go out there and you're going to put notes on people's cars, you should have a story ready, just like that one. you know, just kind of assume that you're going to get busted by the owner. He's going to come out and be like, hey, what the hell are you putting on my car? And don't just stand there like, dur, 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 dur. No, you need to have a story like that one. Say you thought it was your friend's car. He has the exact same car. Or some other believable story that works for you.
Take me down to the horse machine city where the ranch is green and the horses are pretty. Oh, won't you take me there, Carlitos? Cactus.
I think you called the wrong voicemail. You're supposed to call Carlito's show for that, but thanks.
I love the show. My parents have one thing to tell you. You're an asshole.
Wow, okay. Thanks.
Hey, Brad. Love the new intro. And thanks for doing all those voicemail calls. I feel like I have to contribute something, though. So here's the question. Was there ever a prank that you did that you just thought was fucking hilarious, but you never recorded it? And you would like to share with everybody? Okay, that's it. Thanks, Brad. Bye.
Yes, there are a lot of those. So many of those. Like, something just went wrong with the recording equipment. Or, you know, like, it sounded like crap but just because of bad recording equipment. Or we just weren't recording. We were just fucking around. Like, me and the Spesses, we did a bunch of those pranks where we forwarded people's, you know, businesses' phone numbers so we could answer them. And we just did it for ourselves. We just had fun doing it by ourselves. We didn't bother recording anything. And some really funny stuff happened, which I've more or less completely forgotten about now. The one thing I do remember is we did the Pizza Hut or Domino's or whatever in Compton, California. And we answered their phone calls for several hours one night. We didn't record any of it, but it was pretty good stuff. It was all kind of, you know, NWA, straight out of Compton themed pranks. Like, we had just, I don't know. I can't even explain it. I swear it was amazing, though. Or maybe I was just intoxicated, so I think it was amazing, but maybe it was really stupid. But we never bothered recording any of that. It's kind of like how G-Ad, a few months ago, he did a show that was really good, and he had some really good pranks that night, and he forgot to hit the record button on Mixlr. And he was very sad about that. Poor G-Ad. I'm sure that happens to everyone from time to time. They just do something amazing, and the recording screws up. Or like the MJ Morning Show guy. I had so many other prank calls that I did to him, and I lost those in a hard drive crash. I hate that I lost those. That was really good stuff.
Hey, Brad. I love your show. Keep it up. Texas, Texas, Texas.
Texas, Texas to you, too.
Hey, Roy. I'm just calling because I just got done listening to the saga of Grouchy Old Man, and I just wanted to say that those calls are amazing. They've got to be some of the best stuff you've ever done, and you know, it's been a few years, and I really think you should need to track him down and call him one more time. Maybe ask about the courthouse.
Nah. Bye. I don't know. Yeah, he was pretty amazing. He was really funny, especially when he figured out who we were and he started calling into our show, into our live show, a week later. That was pretty great. But he changed his number shortly after that happened. He finally just gave in and changed his number, even though I wasn't pranking him. But maybe some other people tracked him down from the news report where they showed his phone number, and they were pranking him. I don't know. But he changed his number. I could have easily gotten a new number, but I just decided to leave him alone. I don't want to turn him into the next Mildred Monday, where I just prank call him for a decade and a half. Somebody did find him on meetup.com, and it was definitely him, and he was hitting on girls on meetup.com, like he was posting public messages on their profiles, which I think that he thought were private messages, and just telling these girls who were way too young for him, just, you know, complimenting them and trying to flirt with them. And I remember one of the girls told him off, and I tried to friend him on there, but he didn't accept my friend request, which is probably for the best.
Hey, Brad, it's me. I'm so happy that you finally fixed the links to all the songs, because freaking, What's the Difference is my favorite song ever, and I am so happy to be able to download it, and freaking re-listening to all the songs has inspired me to make my own PLA song, so hopefully that soon. Bye.
I don't know if that's the guy that made the song that I used in the intro today or not, because he emailed me last night, probably right around the same time this voicemail was sent. If that was you, thanks.
Hey, Brad. Are Phone Losers celebrating Pranksgiving this year? Thanks.
Pranksgiving is more of a madhouse or PCN thing, I guess. But yeah, I hope I can be around for it. I'm sure we'll all be hanging out in the chat room and lots of fun stuff will be happening. There's always a Madhouse show on Thanksgiving. It's a family tradition for people in PCN and on Madhouse. So I would assume, yes, there will be a Pranksgiving this year. Holy fucking shit, that's all of the voicemails. My voicemail box is once again completely empty. This is amazing. I'm sure it won't last very long, but it's empty, and I'm happy about that. You know, I'm kind of sad that in all of those carding calls I did earlier, nobody really got angry at me, and that's what this is all really about, right? I want people to yell at me. That's my fetish. I like being yelled at. It gets me excited, if you know what I mean. So, since no freakouts happened, I'm gonna play the best freakout call ever, which I think a lot of people haven't heard before, even though it is on the Phone Losers of America YouTube channel. Here's an old prank that I did on Valentine's Day of 2010. This is a guy that I made a fake collect call to, and him and his wife really flip out, and it's very amusing.
Hello?
Hi, this is Paul from AT&T. I have a collect call from Mary Tompkinson. Will you accept the charges?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Because she's being kind of a bitch to me.
Well, I tell you to reference your tone when you're talking about my sister. Call her a bitch again, I'll come find fucking you.
I doubt that.
Pass the fucking call through.
Well, I don't think I want
That's
to.
That's your fucking job. No, your job is to sit there and say you have a collect call. There is nothing about, oh, she's giving you an attitude, or am I fucking sure? Pass the fucking call through.
Your sister has an attitude. I'm sick of
her
shit.
I don't give a fuck. Now you got my fucking attitude, you fucking piece of shit.
You're just
Pass your fucking call through. Do your fucking job.
You're just a whole family of dickheads. I hate
Not
you
really.
All.
Well, you're a little fucking piece of shit motherfucker. You want to talk shit on motherfuckers that are trying to make a fucking collect call, dude? Keep on talking your shit. You're just going to get me fucking rowdy, and I don't even give a fuck about you. You're a little pussy motherfucker.
Well, she shouldn't have had such an attitude when she asked for the collect call to you.
Guess what? I don't give a fuck. That's not your fucking job to make those fucking statements now, is it? Shut your fucking mouth, patch the fucking call.
And she's trying to say shit to me because I have to work on Valentine's Day.
I don't give a fuck, dude! I told you, patch the fucking call!
Maybe I don't want to now after the bullshit.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Oh, my God. She'll make another fucking collect call. She'll get another fucking operator.
Not if I turn off her payphone.
Oh, my God. Like, I fucking care, dude.
Well, sounds
I
like
know
you
she
care.
Left my house. I know where she lives. If I need, I will drive the route that she fucking takes. I don't give a fuck about you. And I don't give a fuck about your little fucking service, too. And now that I know it's through the fucking collect call, then yes, I will have her follow her fucking records and see what director she or... Operator, I should say.
You can't even
you
talk
ain't
right.
Fucking shit, but a little fucking little pussy with a headset on, fucking piece of shit.
I feel bad now. I'm gonna cry.
Oh my god! I make $8 an hour. Oh my god! Maybe that's too much for you. Maybe I should say minimum wage, motherfucker. $5.75 an hour. You piece of shit. Keep on working this fucking late. Do your fucking job.
I don't have to if I don't want to.
Well then, hang up the fucking phone, you piece of shit.
Why don't you hang up first?
Hang up the fucking piece of phone, you piece of shit, so then that way, on your fucking records, it can be shown that somebody called trying to get transferred, and you won't fucking do it. Pass the fucking call through.
You hang up your piece of phone first.
Who the fuck are you?
No.
Anything about any fucking thing. Are you a fucking person that works for the phone company? Then what the fuck are we even having a conversation for?
I was just trying to put the call through, and he started yelling at me. I don't know why.
Oh, because you want to talk. Because you want to talk shit on my fucking sister.
I never
Maybe
said anything about
wife,
your sister.
You little fucking piece of shit. Maybe I'll just sit there and say you're a little fucking faggot. If you have a wife, she's sucking somebody else's cock right now. If you have a daughter, she's getting fucked right fucking now. Now let's talk about your grandparents. Let's talk about your mama. Let's talk about whoever the fuck you want to.
This guy, the operator, called her a bitch.
No, I didn't say she was a bitch. You're mistaken, sir.
That's why he's going off.
I think you're mistaken.
You didn't call her a bitch?
You must have misunderstood
me. Are you sure? Because she's being a bitch.
You misunderstood
me. Are you fucking sure? And if you don't patch my fucking call through now, I'm going to fucking hurt you, dude.
No, you don't even know where I live, so I'm not afraid.
Oh, dude, trust me with this little fucking job with the law on the fucking phone.
Hey.
Trust me, there's a paper trail for fucking everything, dude. And you think you're a hard ass sitting on this goddamn fucking phone thinking you're Mr. Fucking Shit.
Hey.
Like I said, there is a record for fucking everything.
Yes, but you're feeding into her. Who gives a fuck what he says?
I don't give a fuck because I want Mary on the fucking phone. She's trying to fucking call me for
I'm going to turn off your home phone.
You're going to turn off my home phone?
Yeah, and your cell phone.
See, now you're just fucking stupid, dude. You're fucking stupid. you're going to sit here and try and tell me that you can turn off my home phone because I have, what's that? It's called a right, right? The freedom of fucking speech? I can say whatever the fuck I want to you, whenever the fuck I want to you.
I'm going to call my friend at Verizon, and he's going to turn it off tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's going to turn it off tonight. Guess what? He can't turn it off shit when I pay my fucking bill, you fucking cock. You are so fucking stupid.
Hey, shut the fuck up, please.
We can run up your bill and make it look like you did it.
That's fine.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's fine. And that's well when we have unlimited everything because it's fucking cable. Fucking first of all. Second of all, I don't understand why there's a conversation. If a you called my house to try to call collect because somebody's trying to call collect, all you have to do is patch it through.
I was trying to, and he started yelling at me for no reason.
I was standing right here. No, I just want the call to go through. I don't understand why we're having a conversation.
Well, if he hadn't started being like that, your wife's a bitch. God,
my wife's a bitch.
Yeah, just like Mary.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know, she has a real man instead of some little fucking pussy like you that can't handle a fucking woman that gets a little fucking rowdy because she's dealing with some little fucking piece of shit on the fucking phone.
You win.
This has got to be a prank. This is ridiculous.
It's not a prank.
That's why he gets fucked in his ass.
It's not a prank.
It seriously has to be a prank call.
I would not prank call someone. Come on.
It sounds like you would.
Put
no,
it this way, because anybody
me.
Wants to pull a prank like me, they know me well enough.
How do you
enough,
know it was Mary?
They would get cocked in their fucking mouth.
How do you know it was Mary?
What are you saying?
First of all those children had a cell phone.
Yeah, you idiot. Why wouldn't she call from her cell phone, you big dummy?
That's what you said she was calling from, you asshole, because it's a prepaid phone, you fucking dumb fuck.
You can't make collect calls from prepaid phones.
Really? You can hit zero on any fucking phone and get the fucking operator. And the operator is the asshole that puts through the collect call that gets billed to the house, you dumb motherfucker. It has nothing to do with the goddamn cell phone that the fucking call is placed from. What do you think a collect call is about?
I don't understand. Could you repeat all that to me?
Yeah, you're a fucking dumb fuck. That's what you understand.
Hey, go tend to your baby. It's crying.
Go tend to my baby. Don't worry. She's right fucking here with me, and she'll tell you off, and trust me, she's got more of a fucking backbone than you ever would.
Could I talk to her?
You're a fucking pussy motherfucker. I guarantee you talk shit over the fucking phone, but I guarantee you're the type of motherfucker that backs down and fucking, oh, please play in my fucking ass because you're a little fucking faggot.
All right, could I talk to her, please?
Talk to who?
Your daughter.
My daughter?
You just said I could.
Why? Because she's 1 year old and she's more mature than you are?
Yeah, exactly. Put her on.
Yeah, exactly. Hang up the fucking phone, dude.
No, you hang up first.
Hang up the fucking phone.
You hang up.
All right, I guess we're just going to
sit here.
First
of all, she doesn't have a prepaid phone because she's on your mom's plan. I'm really confused right now.
Hang up the phone.
You know, Mary's on the other line right now. She's listening to us. Oh, he hung up the phone.
Don't worry, you dumb fuck. I'm on the phone with my sister, and I know that you're not coming through her. So, yes, I already have the fucking police on the phone on the other fucking line, and we're going to trail out your fucking number, you fucking piece of shit.
Oh, shit. I got an email from Palindrome, and he requests that I promote his YouTube channel, which is a prank call YouTube channel, and it's called Prank Stupid, youtube.com/prankstupid, because his pranks are stupid, and nobody should listen to him. No, I'm sorry, Palindrome. I shouldn't say that. His pranks are pretty funny. In fact, I'm going to play a clip of one right now. This is an older call. Hopefully I haven't played this on the show before. I may have. I don't know. But you guys remember when we were doing all those Lunk Alarm pranks? This is a Lunk Alarm prank, and I'm going to edit down all of the parts. You know, I'm going to edit them out where it's just the Lunk Alarm going off, because that's all you hear is in the background, the Lunk Alarm sounding, which is the alarm that they play at a Planet Fitness if you are a lunk, and they want you to stop being a lunk. They play the Lunk Alarm. But this one is pretty amusing. This guy seems to be willing to do anything that Palindrome tells him to.
Just let me know when to turn it off, okay?
All right.
It's at 25%.
Turn it off now?
No, it's at 25% out of 100.
Oh, okay.
Can you yell cactus?
Yell cactus?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
Cactus! I did.
Yell PLA and then say go
P-L-A.
Away.
PLA. Same enough?
You say PLA go away.
One more time?
Yes.
PLA. Same enough?
You gotta say go away after it. You gotta say PLA go away.
PLA go away?
Yeah.
P L A go away. Not doing anything.
Okay. Perfect. You can stop the alarm now. And is there a black card customer I can speak to for a customer survey?
Yeah, I can give sure. I can find one for you.
That's it. That's one of the many prank calls that you can hear on youtube.com/prankstupid. And by many I mean 10. But he's starting his own prank show, and he's going to be putting the episodes on his YouTube. And he's already got one episode up that he just put up about a week ago, and it's pretty funny. I listened to it, so I'm promoting his YouTube channel. Everyone should go to youtube.com/prankstupid and listen to the very first episode of the new prank show by Prank Stupid. That's the end of today's show. I did try to do some more car ding pranks, but people just weren't answering, which is weird because it's kind of late where I'm trying to call, so you'd think they'd be home by now. I think we can all agree, though, that it is completely 100% Chris and Sarah's fault for a lot of the car ding people not answering today because they are the sponsors of today's show. It's also their fault that nobody got angry at me. So thanks a lot for nothing, Chris and Sarah. At least I was able to fill up the end of the show with a bunch of old crap that you've probably already heard before. You're welcome for that. As always, be sure to add Phone Losers on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers and on twitter.com/phonelosers and on youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. And maybe you too can be blamed for everything that goes wrong in a show. I will hopefully be doing one more show this week, assuming things go well. And I'm sure they will, because you guys are just going crazy with the car ding notes. So I'm going to have a lot of calls coming in that I have to take care of immediately. I'm also going to try and hook up my asterisk system so I can just take the calls live. Instead of listening to voicemails, I can just pick up the phone when they call. That'll be nice. And later tonight, I will probably try and call some more of these carding people to use on the next show. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just go to bed early and fuck all this shit. All right, bye everyone.
I used to play Capcom vs. SNK every day. Then I started writing rhymes to my dismay. I didn't do as good as I should. If I played MK1, I could not break the wood. I used to break the diamonds like I used to break the hymens. My frontis on max is what says the Simons. I used to own with Reptile on 2. Fuck that other ninja wearing the blue. But Scorpion is my boy, with him I destroy the flawless victory record of every robot droid. Do you remember? Yo, Noid. Every time you saw him, you were annoyed. But you still wanted the pizza, he'd freeze it like Frieza. The fashion queen from Bayside was Turtle, comma Lisa. Domino's plan deployed, avoid the Noid. Was stuck in your mind and you enjoyed every single minute you bear and grin it. My mom got me the game with the yo-yo and the midget. Is my mom. Kung Fu is my mom. Kung Fu is my mom. She dresses doo-doo damage like a bomb. Kung Fu uses metric system long. All the it's happening is stronger than strong. Sent to a camp, built with a song. Sent to her email, this song's for my mom. Fakes a fake. Holy calamity, screaming insanity. The minds of the mermaid that was really a manatee. Too many hallucinogens going up the nose. Reality was twisted like that American Idol show. A moment of clarity is donated to a charity. Pocket fight of PS1 is quite the rarity. But I found it quick, because I am the shit. My VG seeking skills make my mom sick. Me and my mom go to the GameStop. She finds the violent version of GTA in a drop. All the fanboys finally give her props. You don't know. is the shit the motherfucking bomb. Is there something wrong? Kung Fu kicks ass. And so do you, Mom. I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Just get out this fucking bong, leave me alone.